99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Wow, that sounds impressive. Hello, Fred. Welcome back. You know what? It's nice outside. It's really nice. This is all live and local. I'm John Potter. Every Saturday, 9 to noon. Current temperature in Reno, 77 degrees. Carson City, 76. Yerington, 79. Lake Tahoe, South Lake, 69 degrees. Let's see here. No major crashes. And I understand they closed off streets in Midtown for biking up and down Virginia. And I think tonight is that, or today, dancing in the streets. Whatever, we're dancing here. I'm John Potter, live and local. Hello, Craig.
Good morning, Mr. Potter.
How are you?
I'm doing fantabulous. It is a beautiful day out.
It is a beautiful day out. How's the week been?
The week has been very... thankfully, uneventful once we got a transmitter situation in the AC unit working up on a mountaintop.
I love your transmitter talk. I learned so much from it, but everything's working, right?
Yeah, everything's working. So far, yeah. Temperature's staying down in the 70s, yeah, where we want it to be. We don't want it to be up at the 99-100 point where it was last weekend.
Oh, you know, well, last weekend, Fernley. Outstanding. It's so huge, that 4th of July celebration of Fernley. You cannot call them Fern-tucky anymore.
Nope. I'll still go with Falabama, though, on the other one.
Falabama. Falabama still? Falabama. Okay. No more Fern-tucky, though. It just doesn't fit. That was like a major league parade. My ears are still recovering.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it was your idea to put the booth right at the sidewalk of the street.
Yep, right up on the edge, closest to the vehicles we can get.
Oh, my gosh. Trombones and sirens. And, oh, geez, took me a day to get over that. I saw Clint Black in concert at the CVI Thursday night. It was outstanding.
I haven't been to a concert there in ages. But yeah, during the day, you had some... excitement yourself up here in Reno, didn't you, during the day?
Yeah, I almost got killed again. Yes, again. On Thursday morning, I was walking. You know, I like to walk to work, and right outside this building, the 580 underpass, when you're driving to the airport on Plum, and it's turned into a homeless city. I'm sure everybody in authority is ignoring and looking the other way. This has been there now for a long time. I know I got to call and tell them about it, but I'm sure they know about it. There's so much traffic going by. So there's this guy, he lives there 24 hours and he puts all his trash right there alongside the curb, and you just can't miss it. He defecates under the 580 bridge there. So I'm walking, and I start to hear, as I get close to it, I hear this yelling and screaming. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, two people are having a fight or something. And I get closer, and it's this one young guy. He's kind of muscular, and he's standing there at the curb, and he's screaming. Top of his lungs. And I got to walk under the underpass to get to work. You know, you cannot cross the street there. It's impossible. So I said, okay, all right, okay, I'll go under the bridge. And boy, the minute he saw me, he runs right up to me. I swear to God, like 5 inches from my face. I don't know what he was saying. He was saying something. And he pulled back his arm and made a fist and did that fake thing where he's going to pound your head with his fist. And... this was that makes four somewhat violent interactions I've had with people on the street. There was a time when I was working at Channel 2. I would bike through Idlewild, and I know, foolish, right? And it wasn't, you know, I didn't bike it early morning, but on the way home I would bike through Idlewild, and okay, so there was one street person who ran up to my bike and grabbed my handlebars and stopped me. There was another guy who had a whip, and he was whipping the sidewalk right in front of me so I couldn't pass. Yeah, I think I came near death three times in my life. I think that includes the last meeting I had with the Channel 2 manager. But anyway, I amaze myself how I have this inner calm, and I don't back off at all. I just stand there. The fist is coming at me. I don't know where that comes from. But this time, when I just stood there calmly, and I got my phone out, and I acted like I was starting a recording on my phone. Like, yeah, as if I know how to do that, right? And then I pointed the phone at him, and that spooked him. Now, his eyes bug out, and he runs away. Which is odd, because I think if you're standing on a busy corner running up to people stopped in cars and screaming at them, why would the phone scare him? Anyway, that monologue I did two Saturdays ago about the nice homeless guy I ran into on Keystone, remember that that monologue where I was talking about how I like to carry these calorie packs of snack bars and hand them out to homeless people? And the nice homeless guy came up to me at 4 a.m. at Keystone, and I thought he was going to be trouble, but he just wanted to tell me my headlight was off. And I told the story about the guy sitting on the curb combing his hair, and I talked about how I was so touched that he may have been remembering how his mother combed his hair. Yeah, forget all that. It's just, I don't feel that way anymore. It's just beyond acceptable out there right now. So that was my Thursday. Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens next. I don't know if you know this, Craig. Zucchini is here.
Oh.
Yeah, you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, no, really, folks, it is put near zucchini time. If you go by some of the farmers' markets, they've got some of the early zucchini. And in a week or so, I think everybody's garden is going to start. You know how zucchini is fertile. You get lots of zucchini babies when you plant it. And we're about to enter that zucchini harvest season where you'll be at work. And then comes your coworker. Hey, I brought you some zucchinis from my garden. Which means I planted too many again this year. I'm going to dump these on you. Fortunately, getting zucchini dumped on you is not a bad thing.
No, I love it.
You do? Well, it depends on how you make it. How you make it?
I do stuffed zucchini. So I core it with an apple corer and then do my stuffed bell pepper mix and stuff the zucchini and then bake it.
Where did this recipe come from?
Grandma, way back.
No.
Yeah, 1975, 76, my grandmother.
Really? Because back in the day, people didn't do taste things that taste good with vegetables. My gosh, remember Brussels sprouts? They all used to steam them or boil them. And it took, I was an adult until somebody said, hey, we can roast these. And they were delicious. Well, we didn't have air fryers back then, but, you know, when I was growing up, you know, this was a long time ago, kids. This was when TV was black and white.
And you had to actually get up and turn the knob to change a channel.
Oh, not only, it was a very hard time. Very, very hard time. I think it was during the Ice Age. It was snowing all the time. It was miserable bad. But when I was young, I swear, the only way people knew how to make zucchini would they would slice it up into round like slices of zucchini, and they would put that in this egg wash, and then they'd roll that around in crushed up saltine crackers, and they'd fry that, and they put it on your plate, and they say, here, eat this. And you ask yourself, what did I do to deserve this? Am I that bad a boy? I have to eat this?
You know what, John? That recipe you just shared about zucchini and frying in that, we have two, maybe three fast food restaurants in my neighborhood that have that on their menu.
It can be made great. Yeah. I think that's a great idea. Let me guess, they do the little breaded nuggets or something with zucchini in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and could, that, yeah, that, the jalapeno poppers and
Well, I think the big hit really is zucchini bread. You know, I was a grown man before somebody said, you know, we can make zucchini bread too, and it actually tastes good. And the great thing about zucchini bread is you eat that, you have no freaking idea there's zucchini in there. It's like, hold on now. This is, I'm eating a good thing. Even though you have hidden this odd vegetable inside it, I can't be anything but grateful.
Well,
so
I love our morning guy, Craig Swope, who does news during the week and traffic and weathers in the mornings. His wife makes some of the best zucchini bread I've ever tasted. Mary.
I know.
She's good.
You hear zucchini bread, you think, oh, this must be like some crazy kind of healthy thing. And you eat it and you go, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. A similar game is played with carrot cake. You know, I guess they shaved up the carrot in there or something like that, but carrot cake is so freaking good. And that cream cheese frosting on that,
Oh
man, it is something to live for. Anyway, it's a zucchini season. You heard it here first. Zucchinis are coming. We're going to take our first break. I'm John Potter, live and local, phone number 884-9910. We're going to have fun today. Oh, yes, we will. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 917.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Back, friends. Welcome back. FM News Talk, time 921. I'm John Potter, live and local. Hi, Troy Morgan.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Troy is the owner of Saltwater Tavern in Carson City. It's a bar with ocean-inspired ambiance, dartboards, and the three best pool tables in Carson City. First off, how did you come up with the name Saltwater Tavern?
Well, I've always been in a nautical theme. I've had boats. I've come from New Orleans. My co-owner identifies as a mermaid. I identify as a pirate. And our house was loaded with just lots of nautical decorations. So that's how we started the bar.
You wrote me a text after my talk about my old favorite Carson City restaurants. That came up because the Garibaldi's just closed June 27th. And Troy wrote, unfortunately, with the street construction on East Williams, my business is struggling, and I'm trying to make it through construction and not become another big chicken. Another restaurant closed due to street construction, which has been going on, you say, for a year and a quarter so far. Is that for real? Not exaggerated?
It's more like a year, because we've been open for about a year and a half.
And you write, you do many events that support the community. Please let me know how we can do that. And here you are. By the way, I just drove down East William yesterday, East Williams, and it's getting there because I drove East Williams all the way from 5th to 580. So is it not open, that stretch?
The section in front of the bar has been open since July 4th. That is very good now. They've just moved the construction down the street towards 580.
Yeah.
So they're working their way towards 580.
Well, you need some customers. You installed a giant skeleton outside. The skeleton's name is Lurch, along East William Street, as a reminder that Saltwater Tavern is open. Listen, I don't mean to criticize the hardworking construction people out there. This is not their doing. I don't understand why, and I've said this before, why it takes so long to build anything in our country compared to like China, you know, that builds bridges and buildings a fraction of the time. I think there's too much government interference. It's slowing down the works. I don't know. You have to do an impact study. It takes that long. And you have to secure a habitat for a frog that lives there. In this country, we have environmental reviews, which are good. But why do they take years? Public comment periods? Why? Well, the public's not skilled in construction, and you have this myriad of permits and agencies involved and unions, and one of them can veto a plan, and it starts all over again. Folks, look at 395 in Reno, and my favorite coffee hangout in Reno, Emerald City on West Plum, was killed by a street project that took too long. Are bureaucrats and agencies profiting from just running up the cost? Couldn't a large project be completed in a matter of months versus several years? Anyway, I'm getting off track. Let's talk about the Saltwater Grill. Tell me about the events that you have out there at Saltwater that people can join in and have fun with.
Well, we like to say if you find there's nothing to do in Carson, just come to the Saltwater Tavern. Saltwater Tavern has many events throughout the month and throughout the week. So our monthly events start with every first and last Saturday of the month with house music, both deep house and regular house. That's first Saturday and last Saturday of every month.
Yeah.
And then on every Friday night, starting at 9 o'clock, we have karaoke with J&M Productions. So he's pretty good. He's got a great following, and he does very good with karaoke. So if you like karaoke, we even have people coming from Reno to come see J&M Productions. Mm-hmm. That's Mark Walker. And then every first Saturday of every month, we have the Carson City Wine Walk that we're proud to be a member of, and we have people that come in and get introduced to the bar for the very first time. That is a great way to be introduced to the bar and go, oh, wow, that's a great place. Let's come back when we're not drinking wine all the time. And moving right along, those are our the third Saturday of every month. We have Chris Kay. He is the local traveling troubadour. Mm-hmm. In Carson City. He is a one-man band, done pretty much every rock music that you've ever done, and is in the McFadden Plaza quite often.
All right, and it's a rather new tavern, right? How long?
We've been open since October of 2024. That was our first day open.
Where is it again? It's East William Street, of course, by what?
It's 306 East William Street. So it's
across
the street.
That's downtown there.
It's across the street from Jack in the Box and Cracker Box.
Oh, Cracker Box. You're by there. Everybody knows Cracker Box. But you cannot continue with your business down 30% attributed to this construction.
That is correct. It's about 30% is what everybody's been saying since we opened just prior to the construction. We haven't we have no knowledge of how much we are really losing.
Well, this is your first time running a bar, owning a bar, and you say it's not the business to get in to make a lot of money.
I thought it was. So my co-owner, Jeannie, tried to talk me out of it, but I was hard-headed, and I'm like, we can make this bar work in Carson City.
Do you ever watch, and I imagine you do, John Taffer and Bar Rescue?
Everybody says it'd be fun to bring Bar Rescue in, but there's nothing to fix. We're doing everything right. We have the place is clean. We have great people. We don't have fights. It's a really clean and pleasurable place to come and have a drink and share some time with friends and family.
We had two bars on Bar Rescue in this town. We had one at Peckham and South Virginia, and we had another at Vista and Disc, and they both, you know, closed. Well, wait a minute. I think the Vista Disc one is still kind of open, but it's something different now. That was the one owned by the baseball player who was convicted of murdering his father-in-law.
Well, that'll kill a business.
That's All right. So what are you going to do today at Saltwater Tavern? What's the deal today?
So today is a regular Saturday. My co-owner, Jeannie, and I have a wedding to go to. So
it's open, though, right?
It is open. We do have other employees that are going to be working there. And so we're open. But tomorrow is a really big day for Sunday. Sunday, we have the Year of the Artist. It's an all-ages outdoor hip-hop event starting at noon going to 6, featuring great artists like D-Day the Scorpion, JB, Zilla, TKD, Tipsy, Metamilli.
You know, you're talking to a 72-year-old here.
I've had to learn a lot of this myself.
Can't bring in Barry Manilow.
I'm forever 55.
Forever 55. So cool. Well, I think, you know, it sounds like a great place. I will stop by next time. I think you're wise in not inviting John Taffer down. I don't think you'd like that.
How can you do this to your customers?
No, that...
He probably wouldn't have the opportunity to say that.
Oh, yeah? Tough guy, huh? Do you have a happy hour?
We do, from 4 to 6 every day.
You check all the boxes. All right, well, you got to be a success. So, folks, check out the Saltwater Tavern, 300 block of East William Street, right by the Cracker Box. Yeah, go ahead.
And we got three more very good events coming up. On Saturday, July 18th, if you don't know, Jeannie and I own the Fjorgen, which is a 40-foot-long Viking ship that was built to go to Burning Man. And it is a 40-foot-long Viking ship that's street legal. And
you're going to bring it out?
We are utilizing that as the stage Sunday, tomorrow, for the Hip Hop Year of the Artist show.
That's perfect.
And then on Saturday, July 18th, after Chris K's 3-hour show, mm-hmm. we're going to load him onto Fjorgen. We're going to continue the show going up and down the streets of Carson.
Cool.
And then Saturday, July 25th, we are bringing the Fjorgen 40-foot-long Viking ship down to Minden Mill. For a
distillery, okay.
We're going to do a cruise down to the distillery, get a tour of the distillery, and get you back in Carson City in style.
All right. Got to wrap it up. But, my friend, it was so good to meet you, and I hope this does something for the Saltwater Tavern.
Appreciate it, John.
And
Thank you. Your
fellow pirates out there. Awesome. Thanks, Troy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll stop by next time I'm there. This is 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Back shortly, FM News Talk time, 9:30.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hey, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Hi, Derek Lee.
Hi, John. How are you?
It's a good day. You just came in from outside. What's your take?
It's going to be hot today.
Okay. Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. Lab, offices and store in South Reno, Brain Health Formulas, Biotechnologies at 780 Smith Ridge Drive. It's the one with the bioresonance scanner. I was doing a lot of Googling about that. I was Googling bioresonance scanner, and I recommend you folks don't get taken in by these. A lot of them are like these little scanners, like you put your hand on a box or something. How is yours different?
Well, ours measures three different components. It measures energy, vibration, and frequency.
It's full body.
It's full body. It's a four-dimensional, non-linear bioresonance scanner. So it measures the cellular tissue of our veins, of our lymphatic system, of our vascular system, of our nervous system. And so another demonstration of that, it measures eight different functions of the liver. So it measures four-dimensional place in the liver. It measures the front, back, and side view of the liver. It measures a cross-section of the liver. It measures a tissue of the liver. It measures lymphatic system of the liver. It measures the vascular system of the liver. It measures the nervous system of the liver. So it measures all components of how organs function, all in real time. And so it's very beneficial. The scanner's diagnosed so many things. Maybe not diagnosis is the best word, but it predicts based on how our cellular tissue functions. And so based on how deteriorated our cellular tissue is, the program generates a synopsis. And so we provide all that data to an individual. And so not only do we scan, but we also provide the therapies to follow up that scan. And we've been able to make a tremendous amount of corrections with people's guts, especially. I've been celiac, which is a wheat allergy, for 14 years, diagnosed 14 years ago. And when we first got our scanner, the scanner predicted that I have a wheat allergy and celiac disease. And so that was really fascinating to me. I'm like, wow, it's very accurate. And so this last week, it also said...
Oh, the machine didn't know that. You didn't program that into it.
Yeah, okay. we can't program it.
I see.
It generates all this on its own. And so this last week, it said that I don't have a wheat allergy anymore, and I haven't had a reaction to wheat in a few weeks. So it's really... We're starting to understand how accurate it really is, and it's really fascinating. We see things every week that just
literally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
literally.
How do the frequencies come up with the images?
The images, your wife nailed it on the head. They're straight out of medical book because we can't get more specific than that. And so
that's
how
what they look like.
Yeah, that's how it measures it. And so, with each scan of each organ of each tissue, it has energy points on that. And so it measures the amount of vibration of a cellular tissue and the amount of fluid. That's what provides the resonance, is the fluid dynamics and the resonance of the vibration of a tissue, and it measures that.
Well, these frequencies are really the non-invasive way to get into your body.
Yeah, we can even look at our blood cells. We can see if we're vitamin deficient. We can see if our hormones are deficient. We can see all that with just a quick scan. It's really fascinating.
Incredible technology. Now, what about the sale? All right, the sale. Sale of the brain and nerve bundle. What is the deal on this?
Well, we had a lot of success with the last one, with the heart health bundle. So we thought we'd change it up a little bit and provide a sale for the brain and nerve bundle. And we're going to do something similar. We're going to give everyone an extra bottle of Restore with every purchase of the brain and nerve bundle. And so that's going to be the sale this week.
That's a great sale because bundles are value-based. There's already a discount built into it, and you're offering the free bottle of Restore to go along with it.
Yeah.
And it's called the Brain and Nerve Bundle. You can see it at brainhealthformulas.com. What do you got, a bundle tab?
Yeah, there's a bundle tab, okay. and the Brain and Nerve Bundle is right there, right up front.
Back to the bioresident scanner. You have evidence that you're correcting food allergies?
I have evidence with myself. We have had other people who have been diagnosed, well, how the program estimates based on how the gut's functioning that the people have wheat allergies. And we have had people completely reverse all their symptoms of their gut disorder, whether that's constipation or whether that's irritable bowel syndrome. We communicate the information to individuals saying, hey, the program believes you are probably very sensitive to wheat, and a lot of people are dealing with inflammation. And so when we communicate this to them, that the inflammation might be caused because the wheat allergy, or the IBS might be caused because your body can't break things down, it's kicking everything out, or constipation also can be a sign of a wheat allergy. And so the thing that's interesting about a wheat allergen, or having an allergic reaction to wheat, is it can even be the cause of emotional distress. It can be the reason why people are depressed. It can be, there's a whole lot of things that are there's over 1,000 different side effects from having a wheat allergy that most doctors never look at or think about.
I've known people who have it, and it's not a comfortable thing to have.
No, and these days there's a lot of great gluten-free foods that you don't have to prepare yourself. It just takes some effort into reading all the labels before you buy something or make something.
Do you eat non-gluten foods?
I still eat gluten-free. I just feel better. When I eat a lot of wheat in multiple days in a row, I can feel it. My head gets foggy. So I still have some sensitivity to it. And so I just stick to gluten-free just because it's easier on me.
See, I don't have to take gluten-free, but the word is from some people who've told me that some of the gluten-free dishes at restaurants or recipes actually taste better. Have you heard this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree with that. There's
like
some
this
things,
non-gluten pizza, I guess, is what the people say. Oh, you ought to get that even though you don't need gluten-free. Get this.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just feel better eating gluten-free. And so anyone who feels like they're they're feeling better by not eating gluten, that's also a sign you might have some wheat sensitivity. And there's a lot of even going to a general doctor, gastroenterologist, even if sometimes they don't even diagnose or this doesn't come up with their information out of blood work that you have wheat sensitivity. I've had a lot of friends that are wheat sensitive, but there's no diagnosis for it. They just started eating gluten-free because they noticed the difference within a week that their brain was not foggy anymore by not eating gluten.
And I was told that it's generally unhealthy to eat gluten. Besides the wheat allergy, it creates inflammation?
Yeah, I believe it creates a lot of inflammation, yeah. And everyone's different. Some people don't have any inflammation from it, and the other people's do. And so it's just something we to experiment with. If anyone out there wants to assess if you have a wheat allergy, try eating completely gluten-free for 1 week. And if you feel better in 1 week, then there's your answer.
Or get the full-body bioresonance scan, which can detect if this is your problem that you're having with your body, and to detect something like a wheat allergy. How can people get the full body bioresonance scan?
I can always call at 775-634-7789, or you can just go to our website at brainhealthformulas.com, and there's an entire page for the bioresonance
scan. I know, that lays it all out.
It does.
Better than what we can say. I mean, it's got the pictures and the machine and so much great information. All right, we're going to take a break, be back. We'll repeat the sale after the break. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. It's 945, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Back shortly.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Current temperature in Reno shot up to 81 degrees. 81 degrees, the current temperature in Reno Sparks. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. You know, these advertisements, it's constantly, I have to ask you, are omega-3 supplements actually so, so good for your brain?
I think you're better off eating a piece of fish than omega-3 supplements.
Why is that?
Because if you, so most omega-3s, most, I don't say, not all, but most are extracted from fish. And so for anyone who's had fish in their house or cooked fish in their house, we all know that the house smells like fish for several days. No matter how good you try to do it, that's why a lot of people cook it outside. And so if you just think about that for a second, how can a manufacturer bottle salmon oil or krill oil without it going rancid because there's a high bioactive response to natural fish oil? And so this is where I come from. How do they stabilize the oil to so the those caps, those gel caps, can sit in the store and not be reactive? So this is where I get to really fast. It's like, if you're low in omega-3s, eat an avocado. If you're low in omega-3s, eat a piece of salmon, eat some fish, sardines, even canned tuna. There's lots of ways to get omega-3s that's not derived from krill or fish, any type of fish oil, because how do they stabilize it? They're either going to have to use chemicals to stabilize it or some type of preservative to stabilize it. It's impossible not to.
I read this thing. It really shocked me, and you just parroted it. It basically said that if you buy fish oil capsules that are like if you buy these things over a month after they were manufactured, they're already no good. That's what this article said.
It's bioactive.
So if you don't stabilize it, what happens to the fish oil?
It's going to go either rancid or goes dormant, so there would be no potential benefits from the fish.
And you would never know because you can't smell the inside of the capsule.
That's right. And so I'm not trying to tell anyone what to do, what to take, what not to take. I'm just trying to provide information so people can make more informed decisions with what they're trying to do. I believe there's lots of food sources out there we can eat to get the omega-3s, even a couple eggs a day or an egg a day, a little bit of fatty fruit, fatty vegetables, fatty fish.
And again, folks, fat is good for the brain.
It's critical. That's, you know, cholesterol is 90% of our brain matter. And so it's interesting how so many statins are prescribed these days.
I knew you'd do this. I knew you. Derek's war on statins. Oh, yeah, they take away the fat from the brain.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's get back to the sale. The sale is the brain and nerve bundle. And besides the value of that, There's also the free bottle.
Yeah. So it's just the great. This is our top selling bundle, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. It's by a long shot. So the benefits of this bundle are if people are struggling to if they read and they can't really remember what they read, that's comprehension, cognition, memory recall, things like that. That's kind of what this bundle is based around. It doesn't matter if you're 10 years old or 90 years old, anywhere in between, this bundle can benefit you because the restore is going to activate the brain. Anytime our brain is more active, we're going to balance the immune system automatically because the brain tells the immune system what to do. So that's what Restore does. Dopexil improves dopamine production. By improving dopamine production, dopamine is a primary hormone for our nervous system, so that's going to invigorate our electrical system. And so there's two components that are very critical. The older we get, the less dopamine we make. So if you're over 40 years old, you're already functioning from a deficit with dopamine production. And so that's what Dopexil does. Dopexil starts to fill that void.
I took it this morning.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, too.
It works, man. It works. Okay, so the brain and nerve bundle is your top seller by far. I didn't know so many people were so concerned about their nerves.
Memory. Memory is the big thing.
Well, how does that relate to the nerve?
Because there's also Nerve Revive is in it. And Nerve Revive has to do with rebuilding the myelin sheath. So Dopexil invigorates the nervous system. And so that's how it works on the nerves, is the nervous system. And so the Nerve Revive actually provides two different long chain fatty acids that revitalize the myelin sheath, which is the tubing, which is the insulation for our nervous system or the nerve bundle. And then there's one other component that just slipped my mind. Astaxanthin, I think. I don't know. I can't remember.
You have so many products.
Yeah.
What is in the Okay, brain and nerve bundle. So you have a product called Braid and a product called Nerve. I mean, what are the names of these two?
Restore,
Dopexil,
okay. Nerve Revive, and Neurogenesis. That's the other one. Neurogenesis is the fourth one, and that works great. It activates the brain in a different way to promote the astrocytes and dendrite production, which is the basis for a brand new nerve cell. So it can either revitalize old nerve cells, or it can promote new nerve cell generation. So that's what Neurogenesis does. I've had a lot of reports that people taking Neurogenesis has reversed their depression because it just activates the nervous system that much more, and it has really balanced out the nervous system.
So and kind of gives a boost to the serotonin.
That's right. It all works together. And so this bundle kind of works. It's not just for memory. It's not just for comprehension, cognition. It's not just for someone who's compromised, their memory's compromised. People in college could really benefit from this because it's going to enable them to learn more, to learn faster, comprehend more, store more information, store more data. And so it makes memory recall even faster because when our brain's functioning better, when our nervous system's functioning better, we can access information that much faster. And so it all works together. It all works.
It's a beautiful thing. And this is a sizable bundle. It's what, five bottles?
Four different products. And then
the Restore.
And then we throw in an additional bottle of Restore. And so one thing people can do with this is, since you're getting a bottle of Restore for free, I would recommend experimenting with, if you've been taking two capsules for 6 months of Restore, try taking three capsules and see if you like that better. Because it changes how Restore works. And so I like to always make sure that we provide at least a 1 month supply with each bottle, and we have a stronger version of Restore. If people are taking 3 or 4 capsules of Restore, just let me know because we can provide you a stronger version. So you go back down to 2 capsules a day if you're taking 3 capsules of the normal Restore.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. It's all there. And check out the sale of the Brain and Nerve Bundle, free bottle of Restore with every purchase of that bundle.
Yep, and no codes needed. Well, we do it automatically on shipping, so don't be concerned about that. Just make the order, and we'll ship the bottle of Restore for free.
Have you finally finished the work on the website?
That's a sticky subject, John.
You know, technology is so frustrating.
Especially when you don't know how to do it.
And you have somebody do it for you.
I try to.
It's like trying to find a good contractor.
It's like trying to find a good plumber. You just never know who's going to be good.
Good plumber.
there's a million options out there, and I'm going to try and cobble together multiple different people. The one guy hired to build the website, I don't think he's doing a good job. He's great at marketing and advertising. He's great at social media posts. He's great at other things.
Yeah, we all have our talents.
So I went back to the old company to rebuild the old website because it's organized. The old one is organized and efficient, and that bothers me that the new one is just chaos. So it's been a bunch of chaos for me dealing with this, and it just drains me.
Oh, sorry to bring it up.
No, it's fine. It's great to talk about, and because that gets out some of my irritation.
Had to go back to the old company. Oh, that's tough to do. Tail tuck between the legs. I've done it.
Yeah, it sucks. I hate doing it. Sometimes it's what you got to do.
Okay. Brainhealthformulas.com. Is your shop open today?
No, we have three people coming in for therapies with a scanner. So other than those three, no, we're not open today.
Okay, all right. Lab offices and store in South Reno. You're going to be open Sunday or Monday or what?
Monday through Friday.
Monday is the day, folks.
Yeah.
Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies, and the address is 780 Smith Ridge Drive, behind Trader Joe and all those shops. Derek Lee, thank you so much.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure.
All right. Awesome. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to have fun after Fox News and talk local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Stick around. Fox News is up next. Be back shortly at News Talk Time 9:58.